Welcome back to our ongoing study of Revelation 16. In our last study, we traced a brief overview of the history that has unfolded, primarily looking at paganism from the time of Nimrod on down to our present day. If we look here at the board, what we want to see by this study is that the power that began in the time of Nimrod to confront and resist God's people and His truth, we call the dragon force in Revelation 16, and it continued to oppose God's truth and God's people alone, essentially alone in the world, until 508, and this is part of prophetic history. This is one of the main pieces of information that has been recorded in the book of Daniel. In 508, when the pagan powers of Europe began to work to put the papacy on the throne of the earth by removing the three horns of Daniel 7, at which point in 538, the 1260 years of papal rule began, and we suddenly now have two powers that are prophetically destined to resist God and His people. But what we want to see in this history is that the secret societies, the mystery religions, develop in history a belief in the power of money, and they come to the conclusion that if they can control the wealth of the world, they can control the world, although they retain their religion. And in the flow of history, the mystery religion that was represented through the Knights of Templar is brought down by the King of France and the Pope of Rome. And eventually, a few centuries later, this mystery religion surfaces in France again, and it is the very influence and the behind-the-scenes guiding power that brings the deadly wound to the papacy in 1798. Now, during this time period of the French Revolution, which is brought about through this philosophy of atheism, we see the third power that's destined to oppose God's people rising into prominence in the world in the United States, which is destined in our time to fulfill the role of the false prophet. Now, if we continue the history of the pagan and papal confrontation down to our present time, the history that is connected with the New Age type religion, as we label it today, and the one world bankers that are attempting to bring in a one world government, the history clearly indicates that they were the ones that financed the Bolshevik Revolution.